Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
In the weeks since Whitney's reappearance, media has been abuzz about the kidnapping. Only a few hours after reporting the incident, Whitney's apartment was closed off to the public. Luckily, because I'm a podcaster, I got some behind-the-scenes recordings. This week on Are You Okay? The search for the 5-week kidnapper.
Call it a guilty pleasure if you want, but I can't stop listening to this kid's podcast. A man after my own heart.
And then I was like, yeah! Touchdown! And then I knocked some beer into some douche next to me. I mean, he started screwing up, and then I just flashed my badge.
Ha, classic.
Hey, fellas. Investigating the case, huh?
Hey, wait. Who are you?
Can I get a look at the apartment?
Who the fuck are you?
David Watson, podcaster. Maybe you've heard of my show. Are you okay? The search for the...
A podcaster? Really? Get the hell out of here! Oh, God. Not another one.
I drove all the way to northern Michigan, though.
Oh, you're not from here?
No.
Oh, then go right in.
Seriously?
No, you fucking idiot. Leave.
Despite my best efforts, I was denied access to the scene. But that didn't stop me from asking questions and describing what I saw. The apartment door is open. I see 5 uniform officers inside. No, 6. And the apartment looks like a normal apartment in there.
Are you done?
Not until I get something for the episode.
You're gonna be running for a while then.
Are you saying you didn't get anything from the crime scene?
I'm saying this place is so clean, it doesn't even register as a crime. Right now, she may as well be making the whole thing up.
But she wasn't making it up. The next day, I spoke with the pathologist on the case.
Oh, no. She definitely didn't falsify the event. Miss Weird had bruises on her wrist and strangulation marks from a chain around her neck. Either it happened or she had some really strange fetish.
So you think it's true? Did you listen to the podcast?
Yours? No, never heard of it.
No, I meant the kidnapping episodes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can also prove she ate all those beans. Nothing but beans. So many beans. You do not want to know how I had to verify that.
So no evidence at the scene at all means that Kay knew what he was doing. And Whitney didn't appear to be faking the evidence. But something stood out to me. Something that only I would notice. The beans. You may recall from the last episode.
You are some kind of sick fuck if you think I should be spreading the word about people being decent. What kind of true podcast is this anyway? Jesus.
Hey, wait! What kind of beans did he feed you?
I have to know.
And while she was flipping me off, she answered. And that answer was Bush's baked beans. And that might not mean anything to you, but I found out during my stay here in bumfuck nowhere Michigan that this little city hates baked beans. And I mean hates them. So, do you guys hate baked beans?
Yeah, we absolutely hate them. Why?
In fact, they have a black bean processing plant right on the edge of town. Now, why would a kidnapper use different beans other than the ones produced in town? It's not just because of the high protein content and delicious variety of flavors found in Bush's baked beans. is not just because plain black beans from a can are enough to make someone want to be killed off early. Oh no, it's because Kay's White Room is not based in Michigan. Which means Whitney was moved and then returned. Who knows how long she was unconscious because of the gas Kay used.
Wow. I can't believe it. This kid figured it out. I haven't heard that theory in any other news or police report, and he was the one that put it together. Smart. Be mine, David Watson. Of course, he has a tip hotline listed on his podcast website. Why wouldn't he? Hello, David Watson. My name is Kay. I thought you might like to speak with me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.